This is the CPC Podcast, Episode 6, for September 9th, 2018, Community for All. This podcast was recorded live at Central Presbyterian Church in Pine Bluff, Arkansas. I'm your host, Zach Cosner. Today on the pod, we welcome Reverend Bill Branch. Reverend Branch is an honorably retired member of the Presbytery of Arkansas. Stick around after today's sermon for news and notes from CPC. With that out of the way, let's turn it over to Reverend Bill Branch.
This past week, I was at a meeting, a national meeting of the Poor People's Campaign. And there were people gathered in Baltimore from 49 different states in the U.S. There were white people, black people, Hispanics, Native Americans. There were young people and old people, men and women, those who were able-bodied and those who were in wheelchairs. There were those who were poor, the homeless, the blind, and the deaf. I didn't ask, but I guessed that there were Democrats and Republicans and people from all kinds of religions, and those who claim no religion at all. We were meeting to talk about bringing the issues of racism and poverty and others to the national attention. We ate together, sang together, planned together. We all got along together. And there was among us a beautiful spirit of community, even family. And how did that happen? We had a common purpose, a common message, and a dynamic leader. Now that sounds a lot like the church, or like the church ought to be. The church has a common purpose: to serve and to love Jesus Christ. The church has a message to share with the world of grace and forgiveness. And we have a dynamic leader, a poor person, and a convicted criminal who was isolated from his family and from his community. But our leader gave himself up for us and for the world. And he told us to share the good news of his love, his peace, his forgiveness for all people. Now, as I have gotten older, I have more and more difficulty hearing. In fact, my wife says that deaf person at that convocation this week was me. Early on in the process, I couldn't hear the alarm clock when it went off in the morning. Sometimes that was a blessing. And the other blessing was that sometimes I couldn't hear my wife at the breakfast table, although she didn't think it was a blessing. But soon I was having difficulty hearing at a meeting. And as I was general presbyter of the Presbytery of Arkansas, there were some things that were important for me to hear. And now I even have problems with hearing conversations at the dinner table at a restaurant. Sometimes I can hear what's going on back of me more than the people right in front of me, even with my hearing aids. And because of that, I sometimes sit silent, cut off from the group, because I can't hear what people are talking about. I can't hear people's stories. And so I can't come back with my stories, even though it might be appropriate. Now, if I have difficulty being a part of community, and I have modern hearing aids, what must it have been like for the deaf man with the speech impediment. Not only did he have difficulty communicating, he was considered to be a sinner, unfit for polite society. And people thought in those days that those who had major physical difficulties and defects, like deafness or a speech impediment, were cursed by God and therefore sinful. He was doomed. And heaven forbid that righteous people would let him into their community and themselves be contaminated by this sinner like a deaf man. And Jesus said to him, "Open up." Jesus gave him the power to hear and to speak, gave him the power to be an active member of the community. Can he do the same thing for us? Yes. And more, we need that power of Jesus that he can give us to open up, to speak and to listen, to build community in this very fractured society in which we live. We build walls to separate us, to keep people out. We insult one another and use language that is designed to put one another down. We are afraid of one another. S.E. Cupp, in a recent editorial in the Arkansas Democrat Gazette, said, "Many of us feel lonely, disoriented, and uncertain of the future." When I first moved to Little Rock, I moved into an apartment complex. Now, that was a pretty big apartment complex, and there were hundreds of people in that complex. And I lived there for 3 years, and I never met a single one of those people. I might have said hi or nodded to a few if they passed, but I never knew their name, and they never knew mine, and we never knew each other. We are isolated. I think about the fact that we don't have a, we now live in a house, and we don't have a front porch where we get outside, and maybe it's the same as you, we get out on the back deck where we can't see anybody and nobody can see us. I grew up in a house where we had a front porch, and it was Birmingham, Alabama, and it was hot in the summertime. And so we went out to the front porch because there might be a little breeze, and everybody in the neighborhood went out to their front porch, or in many cases, everybody in the neighborhood came to be our front porch so we could get to know each other. And it was a wonderful thing for a kid growing up in a situation like that, because our next door neighbor and the fellow about two houses up both work for the FBI. And wow, you know, here a kid, wide-eyed, hearing these stories of these FBI men and knowing something about them so that they could, I could call them by name and they knew something about me. But more and more, in the kind of world we live, we might as well be deaf and mute. And they brought to him a man who was deaf and had an impediment in his speech. That man could not hear the cries of the hurting or the laughter of the joyous. How frustrating. how dehumanizing, how lonely. But Jesus reached out to him across the barrier of silence, touching him, and the man was restored to community. Jesus said to the man, "You are not alone. You live in God's world, and it's God's will that you be a whole person, and that whatever sins you might have might be forgiven. And being a whole person means being able to communicate with others. It means not being isolated." God reached down to that man through Jesus Christ to bring that man back to community. The prophet Isaiah, looking for the great day of God's deliverance, said, "God will come and save you. Then the eyes of the blind will be opened, and the ears of the deaf unstopped, and the tongue of the dumb will sing for joy." The people who were with Jesus that day knew those words from Isaiah and sensed that something very, very special was happening. They were astonished beyond measure, saying, "He has done everything well. He even makes the deaf to hear and the mute to speak." They knew that God was with them. We are an isolated people who have bought into the American narrative of individualism, that narrative that says, "I can do it myself, and I don't need any help from you, and you shouldn't expect any help from me." Individual. In the face of that, we have the good news of God's love that calls us to be open to the community, to be with one another, support one another, and look after one another. Jesus says, "Open up. Open up your ears. Open up your eyes. Open up your heart. Open up your minds to what God is saying, and then open your tongues to share what God has given to you with others." We are called not only to hear the message, but to share it. And this message is particularly for those who are on the margins of society, the poor, the prisoner, the asylum seeker, the hungry and thirsty, those who don't have access to good education or health care or representation in the courts. The message that we have is God loves us, God forgives us, and God wants us to be a community with one another. Remember that God is with us, and God blesses everyone. Amen.
Thanks again to Reverend Bill Branch for filling our pulpit this week. Reverend Bo Lewis will return next week on the pod. We enjoyed his sermon several weeks ago, and we look forward to welcoming him back. Reverend Lewis is an honorably retired member of the Presbytery of Arkansas. In church news this week, CPC's youth will be participating in Junior High Youth Quake September 28th through the 30th. Central is also looking for a choir master and organist. If you know someone who might fit the bill, please contact the church office. We are on everyone's favorite social media platforms. Just look for the username CentralPresPB. We are also on the web 24/7 at www.centralprespb.com. If you enjoyed what you heard today, please take a minute to subscribe. We are on Apple Podcasts. We are also in the Google Play Store, and we're on the Stitcher app. Also, we'd appreciate it if you left us a review. It helps people find us. That'll do it for this week's episode. I'm your host, Zach Cosner, and I hope you have a great week. See you next time.